Chapter 55. The Cat, the Rats, and the Clown. Sidney Grice looked almost as tired as Molly, who dragged herself in, having climbed two steep flights of stairs from the kitchen to serve his breakfast from the dumb waiter behind him. His newspapers, usually ripped and strewn by the time I came down, lay untouched in two neat stacks on the floor, but he had compensated for that with dozens of balls of scrawled-on paper, scattered like giant hailstones over every surface.
"What is 55,693 4/7 divided by 12,621 31/33?
He rapped. I sat at my end of the table and got out my journal. Molly pushed her hat sideways, spilling a ravel of red hair, whilst she considered the problem.
"Even I ain't not got not quite enough fingers for that one," she decided.
"I was not asking you."
Molly's brow became a badly ploughed field.
"But I don't not think Spirit can do addings, sir."
And Spirit, curled up on a chair next to him, opened one eye. "I think he was asking me, Molly," I said. Something moved under Molly's tight uniform like a pack of rats, and I was reminded horribly of when I had been drugged and thought my cell wall was made of them. But I forced myself to concentrate. The thing wobbled up and down and squeaked, and I, restraining my own squeak, realized that the writhing mass was Molly.
"Why, Lord bless you, miss, Mr. Grice wouldn't not expect you to know something like that."
She slapped her own thigh like she had seen a clown do every time he hilariously soaked his audience or terrified children with buckets of water. "About 4, I reckoned." Molly checked her left hand carefully.
"Oh, I've got more than that," she declared,
because, of course, she could have done the sum all along.
"Be precise," my godfather demanded.
4 and a thumb,
his maid told him, though nobody other than my cat was interested. Spirit plucked Molly's sleeve while I considered the leftover numbers. "Approximately 4 2/5, I declared, and Mr. G. put his pen down like a particularly irascible schoolmaster who has reached the end of his tether.
"My knowledge of history is not much better than that of an above-average Cambridge professor," he said, with unusual modesty. "But I cannot recall the date when it was decided that precise and approximate were interchangeable synonyms."
"Christmas Day is always a Thursday,"
Molly contributed helpfully. Spirit dabbed the apron string dangling over her head, while I scribbled furiously. 4 13/33, I decided.
"But the other is 4 17/35,
the headmaster glared accusingly. "I do not even know what the other is," I told him, "so that is hardly my fault."
"Oh, this is futile."
He splotted ink over the tablecloth.
"Now it ain't not," Molly whispered to my cat. "It's a fountain pen."
"If he were here with his mighty brains," Sidney Grice intoned,
and I at once knew who was meant.
"He could have solved all these equations in 19 seconds.
Mr. G. continued sadly, perhaps regretting that he had blown those brains all over a cage with his revolver.
"Though I fear the calculation is of no use to me."
He raised his face, pathetically. "I assume you are trying to match the two bullets." I took a slice of something that was closer to bread than toast. My guardian retied his black eye patch.
"I have made 114 measurements of each projectile."
He whirred through the pages of a thick notebook.
"But the trouble is, as even you might have anticipated, not only have they distorted, but they have distorted in different ways."
Spirit tugged, and Molly's apron came undone.
"Oh, for heaven's sake!"
Sidney Grice covered his eyes from the expanse of black dress that greeted them.
"Go away, woman, and get dressed."
He could not have been more shocked if Molly were dancing naked and singing the vegetable song. Molly cupped her hands on her cheeks.
"Oh, sir,"
she said coyly, as if he had just proposed marriage.
"Get out!"
Molly grinned, revealing a recently acquired gap between her upper right central incisor and canine.
"He called me woman,"
she exulted, and skipped from the room, rattling the plates on the sideboard, even from the staircase, every time she landed.